Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm just so grateful for you taking the time to study the Word of God alongside me. And we're learning together. The Holy Spirit is our true teacher. And so even though God uses men's voices, women's voices to share and teach His Word, it's truly the Holy Spirit of God that's our teacher. That's why we love to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies. So if you will, study and pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we give you blessing and praise as we come to another time in your word, knowing that you have given it to us to be a blessing to us in what we do in our lives and to let us know about you and your ways. And so I ask you, Lord, to be with us today with your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and also to empower us to live according to that truth. We bless you. We thank you again for the Bible, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Riding on a Young Donkey, and it's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 14. The apostle John wrote how much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord. And in chapter 12 and verse 14 of his book, John shared how Jesus found a young donkey and sat thereon, where we read, And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon, as it is written. The verse reads, And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon. John began with the words, And Jesus, which means, And the Son of God, the Savior of mankind and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, when he had found, or at the time and moment Jesus located and discovered, a young donkey, which means a small donkey, sat thereon, or as was seated, fixed upon, and established on a small donkey. John shared how Jesus discovered a small donkey and was seated upon it. The verse reads, As it is written. John added the words, as it, which means even so and indeed, like the word is written is or is formed or delineated in letters on a tablet, parchment, paper, or other material. John shared how Jesus riding upon a small donkey was written about prior to him actually fulfilling it. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus discovered a donkey and began to ride upon him into the city of Jerusalem. You can see Matthew 21 for more information about that. This action of Jesus was prophesied in advance, and we shall learn more about it in our next verse. For now, let this be a reminder that everything Jesus did was according to God's plan for the salvation of mankind. People needed to be saved from the penalty of sins, death, so they could have a personal relationship with God. Those who are wise will see Jesus seated upon this donkey as part of God's plan to save them, and will submit themselves to him as their Savior and Lord. Next time, John shares how the scriptures say, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.